Hal Center Presents Incorporated from Reedsburg, and David is our first reader.
Yeah, Cal Center in Reedsburg, Wisconsin, small organization, relatively young and new organization. They're working out of a 600-seat auditorium. They secured a 501c3 status in 2006, so they're relatively new organization for us, dealing with about 2,400 adults and nearly 200 students, so clearly focusing on an older adult, 65 and older group, primarily white organization. 7 to 8 events a year. It seems strong, varied. It's an all-volunteer board. They hire the technical people to do this work. Two of the offerings each year are focused on youth and children. Missoula Children's Theater is a regular. Lightwire Theater shows up regularly. Tickets are online. They are looking. They're celebrating a very generous community and continuing to be successful. There are two organizations in Reedsburg that do presenting. The other is the American Legion that brings in country shows. So they are they're kind of separating the presenting world in Reedsburg. They participate in all major community events, Chamber of Commerce, and so forth. They feel that they're well engaged within their community. They have an email list of 800, a snail mail list of 1,260. They access SurveyMonkey regularly. Budget in the past year has more than doubled. They've identified that they really have found that if they really look for strong name performances, that it reflects well on their organization. Their patrons are willing to participate with bigger name organization, bigger name presentations. They have a fairly predictable promotional plan and do good work. A lot of their board members seem to be retired. They might want to stir that up just a bit. I know that they do have some new board members being developed in recent years. They might want to continue to work on board development as an issue. It's a good organization.
All the pickup on that is the second read on this. I think I've got just my notes here show on the board member an okay and a plus. I think they maybe had people from diverse backgrounds, whether they're artistic or accountants or things like that, but certainly
agreed
about picking up the mix. I thought the strategic plan they submitted is it's okay. It was simple, but it had clear goals. I like the survey results that we actually saw the results of the survey in the form submitted by this applicant. There were lots of patrons' comments and positive suggestions. They have adapted to some new audience times. And was this the place that initiated reserve seating, I think, so that improved?
Yes.
And it's interesting, too, this one, along with several others, note that we decided to book a country act. Well, I have some experience with that, my own background in. I don't think no one. I think they're probably figuring out not to look down their nose at country acts because they reach a different audience and they help support the financial bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think their point was that they weren't solely just the other organization solely did country and they were doing.
Agreed.
Yeah, a balance. I noticed they were. I loved their section where they were talking about like we offered reserved seating and our patrons just reacted so positively to be able to do this, and they're willing to pay a higher ticket price for some of those bigger names.
So, yeah. And let me jump back in here too. Is that the only thing I face some regularity in my comments in different sections is a little more detail on who's involved with the planning process in each of these areas.
Right. My note is that their strategic plan was more a series of goals rather than an outline of how to achieve the goals. So I think that's the kind of detail that I think would be helpful. Like, what are some of your action items in those in that strategic planning?
I noticed in the noting that their income more than doubled between 2018 and 19. They did make a comment that some of that money is for 2020 shows.
Yes.
Right, so that's just an accounting thing of moving your money to the proper season that it belongs to. It looks like their average attendance is around 340 on a 600-seat venue, so, and it's growing, so that seems positive. I would think that, to me, their programming is a little tame. I know that they're in a particular community, but their proximity to Madison and Spring Green might offer them an opportunity to tap into some of even the local arts organizations from this area to bring in and boost their programming maybe once in a while.
Any other comments on this one?
Good organization serving their community.
I agree. If that is it, then let's go ahead and score.